You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. During Governor Little's first State of the State address Monday, he talked about his plan to create the Our Kids, Idaho's Future Initiative and Task Force to help craft a long-term plan for education here in Idaho. The governor said the initiative will provide our state's next five-year blueprint for education investment and reform. Joining me today to respond to Governor Little's education plans is Carrie Overhaul. She is the president of the Idaho Education Association. Welcome to the program, Carrie.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So first, how do you feel about what the new governor, Brad Little, promised in regards to education during his State of the State?
To hear the governor of Idaho state that education is number one priority is very encouraging indeed. We know that Idaho needs quality public schools so that people want to move here, so that our children want to stay here. And so to know that we have a governor committed to public education is exciting, and we are looking forward to working collaboratively with the governor to ensure that takes place.
And this is a bit of a different rhetoric than we've heard from other governors, Republican governors, not just in our state, but across the nation, really.
It has been a change, not as much in Idaho. Governor mm-hmm. Otter, with his governor's task force, showed a deep commitment to public education near the end of his term, and we appreciate that. And so to hear Governor Little want to continue Idaho's commitment to public education is nice to see and know that, Republican government isn't going to come in and try to dismantle mm-hmm. public education.
One of the things Governor Little talked about, and he talked about this on the campaign trail as well, was increasing teacher salaries, beginning teacher salaries. And in his State of the State, he said he wants to do that, and he wants to begin starting pay at $40,000, but he needs $11 million to do that.
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, we know that JFAC is going to have to wrestle with a number of priorities this legislative session. But we also know that the original governor's task force said that the starting teacher salary should be $40,000 in Idaho. We know that we're losing early career educators mm-hmm. every year, and we know one of those reasons is pay. And so we're encouraged to see that continued commitment to that original recommendation of a $40,000 starting base. We also want to see that commitment flow through to the other end of the scale and looking at increasing pay for our veteran teachers as well so that they stay in Idaho.
Because how critical is that to the entire educational system? If we're funneling teachers out every couple of years, what does that do to our system?
It's difficult for districts to feel like they're not just constantly retraining educators, and it's difficult for educators to gain that experience mm-hmm. so they can continue to grow in effectiveness in the classroom when they're constantly leaving. And so one of the things that hasn't been largely published is a report the state board put out last month on the teacher pipeline, and it shows that Idaho continues to have one of the largest teacher shortages, but also one of the largest rates of teachers leaving mm-hmm. every year. And so we hope that report gets shared with the legislature, and we want to encourage legislators this session to take a look at what is it besides just salaries that we need to do to recruit and retain the best educators in this state.
And he also, during his State of the State, said he wanted $48 million to fully fund the final year of the five-year funding program, which does increase
yes.
teacher pay through a career ladder. And I would think that you would be in favor of that. But again, it comes down to the dollars, to the money.
We know that the majority of legislators, as well as the governor, are committed to fully funding that fifth year of the career ladder, and we appreciate that commitment. We believe that that money will be there and it will be funded. We've seen that commitment by the legislature to increase our educators' salaries. And so we're fairly confident that that will be funded as they grapple with what to pay mm-hmm. for in this session.
How do you think things will look this legislative session when it comes to education, especially with this push from the governor, when we have new lawmakers, about a quarter of them brand new members of JFAC? How do you see potentially this playing out for education?
I think we'll see legislators committed to funding the governor's task force. It was nice having a five-year plan for public education in this mm-hmm. state, and all of the stakeholders agree that we need another five-year plan. And so we appreciate that the governor sees the same vision that we see, and we hope that lawmakers understand and see that as well. It was nice to have that path going forward, and so we will continue to advocate and push for that throughout mm-hmm. the session, understanding that while they have to grapple with a number of priorities, public education should be on the top of that priority list.
And let's talk about when it comes to reading proficiency. We are lacking in Idaho when it comes to having children read at grade level by third grade. We also know research shows there are so many indicators if a child does not read at grade level by the third grade.
Yes.
And there is just a ripple effect. So the new governor wants to double that amount to $13 million and give it directly to schools to increase reading proficiency. Is it a good idea to give that money directly to schools? And could those numbers really go up? Could we see an improvement?
We believe that there's no one-size-fits-all mandate for improving reading. And we also know that many districts are using certain intervention programs. Other districts are using others. And so for the legislature to prescribe that you should just use this one program would be a disservice to the educators and to the school districts across the state. So we are highly supportive of the governor's recommendation that districts have the flexibility to pick what works for their community and for their schools. One of the things he talked about in the State of the State address was the flexibility for either after school programs or summer reading programs or for districts to use it to fund full-day kindergarten. If a district wants to invest their money to use those supports to increase it, we think all of those options are viable to increase literacy. And so we're excited about the possibility of doubling that literacy intervention money and then getting out of the way and allowing districts to use it in a way that makes sense for their communities.
I'm speaking with Carrie Overall. She is the president of the Idaho Education Association, talking about Governor Little's State of the State address when it came to education. You know, you bring up a good point about allowing districts to figure out what to do with money when it comes to figuring out reading proficiency and all of that. Because a full-day kindergarten is not required here in Idaho. We also know that kindergarten makes a difference. But also when you talked about, you know, reading programs in the summer, there is a brain drain that happens in the summer for every kid. So how do you see districts being able to figure out what fits best for the children in their districts?
Well, we know that teachers understand the students in their classroom the best, and working collaboratively with their districts, they're going to know what seems to fit best for their local community and control. We know research shows that full-day kindergarten is effective. We know research shows that certain reading programs do better than others. And so we would hope that every district would and community would look at best practices and research to help determine those decisions.
What about Governor Otter did not talk about pre-K. And let's talk a little bit about that, because there is a push here in our state to fund pre-K. And we've seen, you know, certain school districts, cities, municipalities get together, figure things out, offer this in certain areas. Is it, from your standpoint, a necessity?
The IEA believes that children should be provided opportunities for pre-kindergarten education. We also know that public education is already underfunded in this state. And so if and when the legislature decides that pre-K is a priority, we would like to see them invest new money in funding those programs. We've seen great success in many districts where they do fund pre-K and where they work collaboratively with the community and with the district to bring those opportunities to students. The earlier you can get children engaged and learning and exposed to those things that will help build their literacy proficiency, the better it is for getting them to grade level by third grade or even when they're in kindergarten. If all students could start kindergarten without a gap, it would just put us in that much better of a position for all students throughout the state.
And this is a critical conversation to be having, because you said this in the very beginning of this conversation, is that there are people that choose to not move here or choose to leave when they have children, even because they believe our educational system is not up to par. And if changes are made, do you see a reflection in choices that people make?
Definitely. We know that people choose to move somewhere because of the schools that are in those areas. We know that there are great teachers all across this state. We know that with increased resources, they can become even greater. And so Idaho is a great place to grow up and to live. And we want to continue that. And we believe that people do want to move to Idaho. And working collaboratively together, we can ensure that Idaho maintains an education system necessary for people to want to continue to move here.
So bottom line, do you think that the governor's vision and the plans that he laid out is even possible? Because again, it comes down to the almighty dollar.
Anything's possible.
There you go.
All seriousness, I absolutely do. I don't think Governor Little's requests are out of the ballpark whatsoever. And we are pleased with his recommendations that he made.
I want to thank you for coming in today, Carrie. Carrie Overall is the president of the Idaho Education Association. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here again.
Up next, we're going to look at a unique approach to talking to kids about screen time. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.